What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "This is the Orlando Shooting All Over Again." Now, for those of you guys who probably know by now, there was a shooting in Texas a couple of days ago where a lone wolf slash incel killed his grandmother. He went into a school and killed like another 20 people before being killed by the, not the police actually, but by the border guards ended up killing him while the police just sat on their asses and did absolutely nothing. This is a playbook from the Orlando shooting here in Florida back in 2015, I believe it was, the Orlando shooting, where Omar Mateen, a Muslim guy, went into a gay nightclub and he shot like a lot of people. So, as I've told you guys before in a lot of other videos, I personally knew the Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen. I went to the same mosque as him ever since the 80s. I even went to the same high school, Martin County High School, as Omar Mateen. And he's not responsible for what happened. His father is an FBI agent. And to have the son of an FBI agent, you know, go out and murder all these people, come on, man. This is a false flag operation. And like I stated in many, many of my other videos, the Mateen family got handsomely paid for taking the fall for the Orlando shooting. In fact, I actually shot a video during Ramadan a month ago. I uploaded it to MGTOW TV, but I still didn't make it public, where I told you that the Mateen family came to our mosque. Yes, I met the Mateen family at our mosque again. He has three sisters, Sabrina, Mariam, and Mary. Now, I know some of you guys out there are saying, looks like Omar finally went off the deep edge. Just letting you know, I actually verified video I took at the mosque with a top MGTOW content creator that indeed I know the Mateen family, okay? So, how is this Texas shooting a photocopy of the Orlando shooting? Well, there are so many things here, guys, that just doesn't add up to a lone wolf going out and killing people. For example, Terrence Pop himself said the other day, how in the world is an 18-year-old broke-ass kid gonna buy thousands of dollars worth of equipment to go out and murder people? I mean, the guy wasn't rich by any means. You know, he bought the equipment. Where did he get the money from? Secondly, going out and like killing people, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to do it. It's not easy to do it training wise. It's not easy to do it mentally wise. This kid, he had to be groomed. He had to be trained and he had to be mentally prepared to do this. That's even assuming that he did it and he wasn't like Omar Mateen, some guy who got paid a shitload of money by the US government to take the fall for this terrorist shooting. And one of the things you guys need to keep in mind here about these terrorist shootings is that they always come at a time when the government benefits the most. So we have the US government trying to take away our gun rights. I mean, it's at this point, everybody knows that the US government wants to take away our guns, because like TFM said, this is how they enslave you, this is how they put you into concentration camps. So, don't you guys find it coincidental that when the government says, well, we need to take away guns because, terrorist, and then, whoop, you know, there it is. There's a terrorist attack right on schedule, as if this is part of a story, as if this is a screenplay going on. You guys remember ISIS? You know, whatever happened to ISIS, right? For 15 years, from pretty much 2001, which is post 9/11, to pretty much Trump's presidency in 2016 to 2017, for 15 years we had Muslim terrorist attacks pretty much on a daily basis. Whatever happened to that, guys? Whatever happened to the Muslim terrorist attacks? It's like all of a sudden somebody yelled, "Cut! You're wrapped! Thank you, Muslims! You know, don't forget to take food from craft services before you go home," right? Whatever happened to ISIS, guys? You know, at one point, not just a couple of years ago, ISIS was everywhere in the Middle East. They were from the shores of Tripoli in Libya all the way to the mountains in Aleppo, Syria. But then all of a sudden, boom, ISIS dropped off the ISIS dropped off the face of the planet. What happened to ISIS, you know? In fact, a couple of months ago, after Biden ran from the Taliban in Afghanistan, Biden tried to put ISIS into Afghanistan to give the Taliban trouble. You know what the Taliban did? They said, "Hey, child molester Biden, you know that $80 billion worth of top American hardware that you left for us? Guess who we're gonna use that on?" Yeah, yeah. So the Taliban got rid of ISIS using American hardware, even though the US government put ISIS in there. So ISIS, I've said it before, ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, okay? ISIS is a tool of the Zionist-controlled U.S. government. Another thing you guys need to keep in mind, how about BLM? Burn, loot, murder. It's as if they are on tap. It's as if, you know, somebody yells, "Action!" And then, boom, shakalaka, you got ISIS. Action, boom, shakalaka, you got BLM. And then they yell, "Cut!" And then they're gone. What happened to BLM? BLM was, you know, when was the riots? Almost 2 years ago, the George Floyd riots, where BLM pretty much burnt half of America. Where's BLM? They've been quiet, guys. Where's ISIS? They've been quiet. Have you guys not figured out that this is all one big Hollywood screenplay? You know, there are some Americans out there who are beginning to wake up and say, "This looks like it's a theater. It looks like a movie." Hell yeah, it's a movie. I've been telling you that since 2013. You know, since 2013, that's, you know, 9 years. You know, for almost 10 years, I've been telling you people this is one big Hollywood movie, and people are like, "Nah, man, Omar, you're off your meds, you are a mashogana, you have went off the deep end." Guys, I worked with the CIA, I worked with Mossad. There's no such thing as ISIS. ISIS does not exist organically, that is. ISIS is something that the Zionists, along with their American puppets, cooked up, okay? ISIS does not organically exist, just like BLM does not organically exist, okay? You guys out there watching this video need to understand something very, very important. Without Muslim terrorism, we could not be where we are today. Let me say that one more time. Without Muslim terrorism, we could not be where we are today. 21 years ago, guys, 21 years ago today, there was no 9/11. If the Zionist-controlled U.S. government came out and said, "Yo, Americans, we're going to take your First and Second Amendment rights away," 21 years ago today, the American people would have said, "Go fuck yourself." But today, the U.S. government can probably get away with taking our rights because most people have been brainwashed with it. I was at the Beta Male Cafe yesterday. You got two guys. Now, these were not millennials, okay? These were not fucking Zoomers. These were guys well into their 40s, maybe even 50s, and they were talking amongst themselves saying it's high time that the U.S. government takes away our guns. So the American people are getting on board with taking away the First and Second Amendments, okay? We could have not gotten to where we are today without Muslim terrorism. Like I said to Hammerhand a long time ago, 9/11 was the long reach around for white people. You see, the Zionists, they don't care about Amr Metwali. Yeah, sure, the FBI came to my house a couple of times to interrogate me about what I'm doing and shit like that. But that really was more of the FBI saying to their boss, hey, look, boss, I'm doing my work. Please don't fire me because I'm not qualified to work at Subway. But the reality of the matter, guys, brown people, people like me, we were never ever the target of the US government. In fact, Mossad knows I do these videos. In fact, Mossad, CIA, FBI, they love watching these videos. You know, they know where I am, they know where I live, they know everything about me. Yet, they let me do these videos because I was never ever their target. They want to go after white people. White people are obviously going to be the threat to the Zionist agenda. It's not Muslims. I've said it before and I've said it again. Muslims at best are useful idiots. At worst, they are hypocrites and cowards. So Muslims are never ever the goal of what the Zionists want. It's to get rid of the First and Second Amendments. And like I said, guys, the First and Second Amendments could not have been challenged or taken or gotten rid of unless we had Muslim terrorism to soften us up. Think about it. You know, because of Muslim terrorism, we had the Patriot Act, we had TSA, we had Homeland Security. Now, these very same organizations that Americans cheered for because the government said we're going to fight those big, bad Muslims, now these very same organizations are terrorizing the American people. For example, the Ministry of Truth that Biden wants to do, which pretty much says, if you say anything contrary to what the government said, I'm going to kill you. That's part of Homeland Security. Homeland Security could not exist without Muslim terrorism. So you guys out there, you all need to start using your brain and say, hey man, these are all false flag operations. This is not organic. You know, almost 3 years ago, you know, almost, you know, 3 years ago this August, as you guys may or may not know, I was out at the White House before Scamarona hit. And I'm going to link the video in the description. I was out at the White House walking around, you know, the garden they have outside. And I did a video. And I said, terrorist attacks are going to increase. Now, I was actually a couple of years a little bit too early. And terrorists, like I said in the video, when these terrorist attacks happen, two things have to happen. Number one, check what's in their blood. Number two, find out if these people have a medical history. Are they seeing a shrink? Now, I don't know if Mossad was actually the ones pulling the trigger and Omar Mateen and the other guy from Texas just took the fall and got paid a shitload of money for it. And I don't know if these guys actually did the terrorist attacks themselves, but they were under heavy medication. There is talk that the Texas shooter, that he was on medication, that he had a medical history. Guys, you need to understand something very important, okay? The vast majority of psychologists in this country are Jews. Let me say that one more time. The vast majority of psychologists in this country are Jews, okay? That's number one. Number two, you can't waltz into any synagogue in America. Red Pill Mary did a video yesterday saying that for you to get into a synagogue, they have armed security. You guys can waltz into any mosque in America. You can waltz into any church in America. Heck, you can even waltz into any Indian Guadalajara or whatever it's called, Guardet or something like that. Because I know when I was back in LA, an Indian friend of mine invited me to one of those Hindu temples, or it's an Indian temple. Again, it begins with a G, Guada or Gada or something like that. And I went in with him and everybody was cool. So synagogues, you cannot waltz into a synagogue unless A, you're a member of that synagogue, or B, you have been invited by the administration. Now, you guys out there have to ask yourself, why is it that the synagogues do not allow any unauthorized people to come into the synagogues? Same reason a criminal will protect himself from other criminals. So let's say you are the type of criminal who walks around and you steal cell phones from people. You know, imagine I'm walking around doing a video like this and somebody steals a cell phone from my hand and runs away with it, okay? If you're that type of criminal, guess what? You're not gonna walk around doing what I'm doing, because you know other criminals can do to you what you do to innocent people. It's the same thing with the Jews. The reason why the Jews have security at their synagogues and they don't allow anybody into their synagogues, it's because they know that since they can commit terrorist acts on other people can commit terrorist acts on them. Now, with the fact that the vast majority of psychologists here in America are Jews, imagine this, guys. Imagine this. I'm Shlomo. I'm a Jewish psychologist, okay? I go to the local synagogue. Here comes a Mossad agent. And the Mossad agent says, "Yo, Shlomo, we need a terrorist attack, bro. You have any mentally ill patients we can take advantage of?" Of course we have a mentally ill patient. There's this guy, he's 18 years old, he's an incel, I got him on all sorts of medication, he's mentally gone, we can groom him all we want, okay? That's how the Zionists conduct terrorist operations here in America. It's because they groom these terrorist, okay? Again, look at the medical history of these terrorists. Take their blood sample. See if any medication is in there. That's what I said in my video about 3 years ago. You guys out there have to think like a Jew, okay? Jews are the biggest criminals on the face of the planet. I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Everything wrong and bad in this world is because of Jews. Now, as we all know, guys, I'm not talking about, you know, Shlomo, the deli owner down the street. I'm talking about dirty Jews. I'm talking about Zionists. That's who I'm talking about, guys. I'm not talking about, you know, good, innocent, Torah-abiding Jews. I'm talking about the scumbags, you know, just like we have scumbags in Islam, like Mufti Mink. You know, we have scumbags in Christianity, the Pope. We got scumbags in Judaism. And there's always scumbags in everything, okay? So, going back to what I was saying is that whenever a terrorist attack happens here in America, especially if it's young people, check their medical history and check their blood sample. Because I guarantee you, these people were being groomed. Again, the Orlando shooter, assuming Omar Mateen actually was the one pulling the trigger, I don't think so, because Omar Mateen's family, they were coming to the mosque every weekend during Ramadan. They're happy, they're living life, they're a hell of a lot richer than they ever been. You know, listen, the Muslim community here in Port St. Lucie, Martin County, we all know that they got paid handsomely by the U.S. government. We don't talk about it, nobody does, but nobody believes that Omar Mateen actually shot these people. He was just a patsy who took the fall, and now the CIA was able to, like, put him in witness protection. You guys, you need to understand something, man. In Hollywood, in less than half an hour, Hollywood can make me look like Bin Laden. They, look, simple, Hollywood makeup, you can look totally, totally unrecognizable. And Omar Mateen, guys, Omar Mateen is an unremarkable human being, okay? Omar Mateen was about 5'9", 5'10". He was an unremarkable human being. So, you know, grow some hair, you know, some facial surgery. And just letting you guys know, the CIA actually has face masks where they... where you will not even recognize them. You know, there's this gal, Joanne Mendes. She was a top CIA agent. Her job was to work with Hollywood to make masks so CIA agents can actually change who they are by wearing this mask. I even put this video up on my channel for you guys to see. So somebody like Omar Mateen, grow some hair, facial surgery, get rid of the glasses, wear a mask, and boom shakalaka, Omar Mateen can be sitting next to you at the local Starbucks and you will never ever know that it's him. Furthermore, I heard the 911 tips between Omar Mateen and the police. Omar Mateen is born in America. He's American as apple pie. He doesn't speak Arabic. The family is originally from Afghanistan. And again, Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, is a freaking FBI informant. You guys don't think the U.S. government went up to Sadiq Mateen, who's an FBI informant, and said, "Yo, bro, how would you like to make a couple of million dollars if your family is willing to take the fall for a terrorist attack?" You guys think they will say, no, that's immoral, I'm not gonna make Muslims look bad? Yeah, right. I mean, this guy was an FBI informant whose job is to throw Muslims in prison. So, Omar Mateen, I highly doubt he actually pulled the trigger. Mossad did it. Now, this Texas shooter, I don't know. Maybe he pulled the trigger, maybe Mossad did. But here is what we know. This is facts. For one hour, the police did nothing. You see, this guy was murdering people for 2 hours. He was murdering people for 2 fucking hours. And for 1 hour, the police did nothing. In fact, when the parents showed up and they saw the police sitting on their asses, they're like, "Fuck this, I'm gonna go rescue my child." Guess what the police did? They beat them, they arrested them, they handcuffed them, they tasered them. Let me say that one more time. The police did not do anything. They just hung around, you know, kind of like actors in Hollywood, you know, hanging around the set waiting for the director to take action. They just hung around, you know, eating donuts. And the parents were like, "Fuck this, I'm gonna go rescue my child." The police arrested them, beat them, tasered them. Guys, somebody knew this was going to happen. This terrorist attack, somebody knew it was going to happen. Look up the Orlando shooting. It's the same thing. The Orlando shooting took about 3 hours. And for about 1 hour or even longer, the police did absolutely nothing. While Omar Mateen was in there calling them on the phone saying, "I pledge allegiance to Abu Bakr Baghdadi. I am doing this because you killed my brothers in Afghanistan and Iraq." The police was sitting outside on their asses doing absolutely nothing. Guys, somebody knew this was going to happen. I, Omar Mitwali, guarantee you that there's a dirty, dirty Jew who said, "Stand down, just stand down, let it go, and then after, you know, X amount of time, you guys can go in." So, were these people letting these mentally ill people that the Jews put on medication to go out and kill people? Was it Mossad agents who were actually doing the murdering? And they were given cover by the police. You know, the police didn't want the parents to go in. The police was beating, arresting, and handcuffing parents who wanted to go in. What were they hiding? They were hiding something, guys. I have a very strong feeling that this Texas shooter, a lot like Omar Mateen, he was a Mossad agent. That was Mossad in there. Mark my words, guys. That was either a Mossad agent who's actually killing the people, or that kid was on all sorts of medication that the Jews put him on, and they groomed him to be this terrorist. Guys, use your effing mind. Biden is like, we need to take away freedom of speech. We need to take away guns. And boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. There you go. The guy had guns. And there you go. You know, the guy went online and he wrote a manifest saying, I'm going to murder people. So what do the Jewish-controlled U.S. government wants to do? They want to take away the First and Second Amendments. They're desperate. They're making all these false flag operations. Guys, look at my video. It's in the description, guys. I made this prediction almost 3 years ago. You know, I was about, 3 years early. Nevertheless, it happened. My prediction from almost 3 years came true, and that's sad. That's sad, okay? That's nothing to be proud about when terrorist attacks increase in this country. But I knew it was going to happen. Again, I worked with the CIA. I worked with Mossad. I'm Jewish. I know how my people think. Again, if you are a fucking criminal, you're going to protect yourself against other criminals because you know how they think. Again, if I was a criminal and I walk around stealing mobile phones from guys like me who walk around doing videos like this, and I'm a criminal doing this shit, I'm not gonna walk around doing this shit, walking around saying, hey everybody, because I know some other criminal is gonna steal my damn phone. You guys need to understand, criminals know criminals, Jews know Jews. You go yim out there, you don't know Jews, okay, because you don't know us. You don't know what type of evil we are capable of. I'm exposing the Jewish people for you. And again, guys, I could be the dirtiest Jew on the face of the planet. I choose not to. Like I said before, guys, not all Jews are Zuckerbergs and George Soros, okay? But if Jews wanted to be evil, they'll be the most evil people you will ever No, so you guys out there, you need to start using your brain. BLM, action! They burn the place down. Cut! They go back to one. You know, for those of you guys who don't know, back to one in Hollywood. You know, when you do a scene in Hollywood and they yell, cut, they tell you back to one. Meaning, go back because we're gonna reshoot the scene again. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in Hollywood, for example, let's say you see a scene of Tom Cruise in a mall talking to somebody. Do you know that scene probably was shot 20 different times? So when they say back to one, they mean reset yourself because we're going to do the scene all over. That's what they do with BLM. You know, action, BLM burns the place, you know. Action, Muslim terrorist. Action, you know, white nationalist terrorist, right? And then they yell, cut, back to one, we're gonna do it all over again. Guys, the Texas shooting is pretty much the Orlando shooting, but instead of saying ISIS, we're saying incel lone wolf. Instead of saying Ahmed, we are saying, you know, Ramos or whatever his name is. You guys out there really need to understand, man. I know Better Bachelor did a video out there saying, oh, these young guys out there, you know, before you go out killing people, you know, talk about it. So what if you're bullied? Guys. I was bullied all through grade school because of my speech impediment, which you guys probably realized from the first video you ever saw me in. Do you guys see me shooting up anything other than my DNA so Yogi Ob's mom can have the child she always wanted? Nope. So the Zionist the Zionist-controlled media, they're already saying this Texas shooter, he was being made fun of, and he was cutting his face for fun. Really? Really? You think somebody's gonna take a knife and cut his face for fun? What the hell, man? I go fishing for fun. I don't cut my face for fun. Nobody cuts their motherfucking face for fun. You know, right after the Orlando shooting, they said, oh, Omar Mateen, he was a closet homo, and he was jealous that these people can be homosexual, and he can't be homo because of Islam. That's why he killed them. Bull fucking shit. Do you know how many gay people there are in Islam? Ask TFM. Ask Terrence Pop. They've been to the Middle East. They'll tell you there's a good portion of Arab men out there who are homosexuals, and they live their life, you know, and they don't give a flying fuck what you think, okay, guys? So this whole notion that Omar Mateen killed these gay guys because he got jealous that they can be gay and he can't, bull fucking shit. And this whole notion that this Texas shooter killed people was because they made fun of the way he talked. Guys, I was being made fun of for shit. I still get made fun of to this very day. Did you guys see the video I did a couple of weeks ago about this girl on Instagram who wrote me a book on Instagram? You know, she was hating on me, and she's like, take care of that speech impediment, right? Even at the age of 41, I'm still getting made fun of for having a speech impediment. Again, you still see me shooting up people or anything for that matter? No, because normal, healthy people don't go off the edge because they got bullied. In fact, to be honest with you guys, bullying is good. Because when you're growing up and you get bullied, it's like a vaccine. Right? So when you're getting bullied, it's a vaccine. You take that vaccine while you're young, and guess what? You become immune to being bullied. So even though there's lots of people out there who would love to bully me, it doesn't work on me, you know? You know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't? That's really true, guys. It's not a cliche. It's true. So when you get these guys out there who want to make fun of me, they want to bully me online, it affects me zero. Not 0.11, not 0.1, zero. It has no effect on me because I took the vaccine against bullying like fucking 30 years ago, okay? So getting bullied is actually a good thing for you when you're growing up because it makes you immune to getting bullied for the pretty much for the rest of your life, you know. And one last thing before we close out this video, guys. Our enemies are getting very, very desperate. I'm sure you guys on MGTOW TV have noticed that we had an influx of spammers and scammers coming in. They are systematically testing MGTOW TV out. Like I said to you guys, we are one of the top 100,000 websites in the world, and we are growing really quick, okay? So we're actually top 95,000 websites in the world, to be exact, top 95,000, and we are growing quick. And the Zionist, they know that. There's a website out there that tracks popularities of websites. It's called SimilarWeb. Go on Google, type in SimilarWeb, and when you type in SimilarWeb, find out where the company is located. It's located in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. So yes, the Zionists know we're popular and we're getting more popular every month, and they can't have that. They wanna take down MGTOW.TV. There's nothing more the Zionists would love than to come on to MGTOW TV, create a false account, and say, oh, I'm gonna go out and kill people, and shit like that. Guys, MGTOW TV has been operating for over 3 years, okay? In those 3 years, we never, ever had anybody come onto the site and say, I'm gonna kill, or I'm gonna do stuff like that. We never had those type of people in 3 years. And you guys out there on MGTOW TV, you know, I'm on MGTOW TV every day, but you guys, you're out there more than I am. And I thank you, because a lot of you guys out there, you tell me, hey, Amr, there's a guy uploading porn. Hey, Amr, there's a spammer. There's a scammer. And you guys report these people, and I take them down immediately. Once you guys notify me of spammers, scammers, or people uploading, like, fucking, what is it called? Damn it, porno. Yes. Slipped my mind, you know, people who are putting up porno. And another thing, you guys, we need to be vigilant for anything depicting child pornography, okay? You know, even if it's a doll, okay? I'm cool with dolls, but don't come out with a child doll representing a 9-year-old girl and put that up on video as if you're having sex or you're having a intimate relationship with a 9-year-old girl, even though she happens to be a doll. Because at that point, you know, that's malicious. It's pushing the line, okay? So obviously on MGTOW TV, no porno. You know, you got Pornhub for that, you know. Again, I'm cool with the dolls. Just don't do, like, under, like, dolls representing, like, fucking 9-year-old girls and have an intimate relationship with them. And obviously, you know, no violence such as, let's go out and kill people right now, like these terrorists do, you know. Now, it's very important for all of us to be vigilant, because trust and believe, Mossad, CIA, they're gonna try to plant shit like that on MGTOW TV, where they say, look, this guy, he went out and murdered people. He wrote his manifest on MGTOW TV. They love to do that. There's nothing more the Zionist would love to do than that. So you guys out there, including myself, we have to be vigilant. Because if we see anybody on MGTOW TV saying, I'm going to go out and I'm going to kill people right now, I will report that person faster. I'll report that person to the FBI faster than Coach Bitchpill getting deported from Cambodia for stalking young Asian chicks, okay? So that's what I wanted to say for you guys out there. All these terrorist attacks, they're all false flag operations. I guarantee you there's a dirty, dirty Jew behind it all. And in all likelihood, Mossad is probably out there actually killing the people, while these idiots like Omar Mateen get paid a shitload of money to take the fall for it. And even if these guys were responsible for the terrorist attack, I trust and believe these people were being groomed to be terrorists. One last thing you have to keep in mind, right? Omar Mateen died. Omar Mateen was killed. The Texas shooter was killed. End of story. They were killed. But other terrorists, like organic terrorists, you know, like for example, that guy who shot up the black people church a while ago, he was captured alive. I think the guy who shot up that black neighborhood in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, I think he was captured alive. But yet, Omar Mateen, he was killed. The Texas shooter, he was killed. Think about it, guys. Think about that. These guys are getting killed, but yet other terrorists, you know, the ones who are actually organic, they're not getting killed. They're getting captured alive. That's something to think about. So that's my video for today, guys. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.